Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar,
calling the ER and you've got over and over.
The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker will be closed on Monday, January 19, 2026. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Nikisha. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Leticia. This is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency. I'm on the phone with my patient, Joyous Corniture.
Hi.
Hi. May I have the spelling of your first and last name, please?
J-O-Y-O-U-S. Corniture.
Abigail, I'm sorry. I'm speaking with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want my name?
That's all right. Yes, please. Your first and last name, please.
A-B-I-G-A-I-L. And my last name, first initial, is N as in Nancy.
And I'm sorry, you said you were calling in from where?
From Family First Care, the home care agency.
Thank you. And may I have the phone number where you're calling in from?
Sure. It's 267-551-7438.
Thank you so much. And are you calling for yourself or for someone else today?
I'm calling for Joyous Corniture. She's on the line.
Thank you. And may I have the spelling of your first and last name, ma'am?
J-O-Y-O-U-S. Corniture, C-O-R-N-I-T-C-H-E-R.
So I have J-O-Y for the first name and last name is C-O-R-N-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Yes, the first name is J-O-Y-O-U-S.
I'm sorry, J-O-Y?
O-U-S.
O-U-S, thank you. And are you calling for the first time today or to check the status of an existing case?
I guess the status. There we go.
All right.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. We are checking the status. We wanted to know, Joya sent in all her documents. We want to know if there's anything still missing and if you received everything, and you should just be waiting from the county.
Thank you. I now need to obtain some personal information. So please know we will not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission before I do so.
Anything like a good relationship.
Okay.
Before we can proceed, I need to collect everyone's name and relationship to the applicant. Is it okay to speak about your personal case information? Ms. Corniture with Abigail N. from Family First Care on the line with us?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have your date of birth, please?
5877.
May 5th. I'm sorry, May 8th, 1977?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. And may I have your address?
Sure. 5519 West Ford Road, Philadelphia, PA, 19120.
Thank you. May I place you both on a brief hold while I research some additional information?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being so patient and holding for me. May I have your social security number, please?
200-581-926.
Thank you. One moment. And the last name is CORNITCHER?
Yes.
And the first name is JOYOUF?
Yeah.
Date of birth 5/8/1977?
Yes.
Thank you. And I see we haven't told you about signing up to get text or email notices about your case. Is that something that you'd be interested in, Ms. Cornetry?
Sure.
All right. And may I have a good contact number for your cell phone?
Yes. My cell phone. It's 445-304-4437.
At 445-304-4437?
Yes.
Thank you. By providing your cell phone number and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting text messages from Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, reply stop to the text message. You understand that you can get messages at different times and that messages and data rates may apply. Do you agree to these terms and conditions?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And I'll be more than happy to check on the status of that application for you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. I'm not showing where anything is. One moment. System is moving a bit slow. I do apologize. So at this time, your application is still in process and being reviewed for financial approval. So please submit any financial other required information to the County Assistance Office for review. You might receive a letter in the mail from the County Assistance Office regarding the financial portion of the application requesting, like, bank statements, pension information,
yeah,
or
hi,
any other financial documents.
Joya sent everything in already. We just want to make sure that they received it. So.
Yes, I'm not sure that anything else is needed at this time, but if you do have any additional questions, you would have to reach out to the County Assistance Office, okay?
So you see that the statements were submitted, correct?
I do show, yes. I do show the physician certification form, and the looks like the second assessment was completed, yes.
What about the financial documents?
I'm not showing them. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm not showing a moment. I'm not showing the financial. You may want to reach out to the county assistance office, but I'm not showing anything on our end.
Do you have the best number to reach the county?
I do. One moment. And which county? Which county are you in?
Philadelphia.
Okay. All right. One moment. Their direct number is 215-560-6500.
Okay, thank you.
You are more than welcome. I do want to thank you for speaking with me today. If you do have any additional questions about your application, please contact our call center at 1-877-550-4227. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's okay. Anything? Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Would you like to participate in a short customer satisfaction survey?
No, thank you.
And thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Joya, are you still there? Okay, let's call that number now.
Okay.
Hello, is there anything else I can assist you on with?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker and have a wonderful day. We'll have to disconnect. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, Joyce, I'm gonna call you back again, okay?
Okay.
No, mine.